Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And today is a chilly day, but it's a beautiful day with lots of sunshine. Yes, the sun is shining, but it's not hot, ladies and gentlemen. It's not hot, but it's a little chilly, and we're enjoying this beautiful weather. Yes, we are. So we're glad to be with you. We don't know how your weather is. You can call us and let us know. You could be in snow, and you don't know what else you could be in. But we'd just like to know how you're doing weather-wise, all right? And are you taking care of yourself? We want you to know that we love you. We really, really do. Yes, and if you don't believe us, then let us talk to you a little bit. 347-857-3925 this morning. And we will tell you just how much we love you. You visit us. We will show you how much we love you. Okay, now here we go with some prayers. Today, bless God, we're going to have Pastor Sharon to pray for a few people. Bless God, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for another day on this Blog Talk Radio today. We thank God for each and every person. We thank God because we know that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And you know that we need, when two or three are gathered together in his midst, that he's there in the midst. And right now, we're calling for this name in agreement. We're touching in agreement for each and every request that is needed. And at this time, we'll stop praying that we pray for Gary Dunkley right now, that God would touch and intervene for him right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that God, he need a miracle right now. And we know he's a God, that he's not a respecter of person. He can do all things today. And we pray right now that the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ go through him right now from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Not only that, but that God touch his emotion, touch him and meet him where he's at right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying right now for Elmer Smith right now. We're praying right now that while she's in her recovery, that God continue to touch her body right now. We speak supernatural strength right now to her right now in the name of Jesus. We speak supernatural strength for her daughters right now and the family right now that are going through the time of recovery right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for how you even brought her out, Father God, back out of the hospital. Father, we thank you right now for you manifesting yourself to them right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank him for what he's doing even right now in Jesus' name. We praying right now, Father God, for Marie Anton. We pray for the families right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that God will continue to touch them right now. We pray right now for Raymond Jr. right now, Father God. You know what they're in need of right now, Father God. We thanking you even in advance right now, Father God. You see the heart, you know everything. Situation about them right now in the name of Jesus. You created him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, whatever it is that is needed, we're standing in the gap for him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you continue to order his step in your word right now in the name of Jesus. We praying right now for baby Zoe Rose right now, Father God. We praying for that baby even right now, Father God. We know that you are a healer, Father God, and your word, let us know, suffer the little children to come unto you, for forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. We praying right now, Father God, for Johnny May Stubb right now, Father God, for they suffer her son and nieces right now, Father God. Father God, we hold the children up before you right now. We praying for the whole family right now, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to lead and direct them, Father God. Right now, Father God, we pray for James Harrington right now. Father God, by your stripe, he's already healed right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we send forth that word right now to him right now, Father God, that he be made whole right now in this hour, this day, Father God. We pray for the spirit of peace be around him right now, and let him soar above wings of eagle right now. Now, Father God, to every situation that is in his life this day, Father God, we pray for the family this day, Father God, that you be first in everything right now in the name of Jesus right now. We pray right now, Father God, for Stephanie Jennings right now, Father God. Father God, you told us to bring our burden to you today, Father God. We bring Stephanie and her family right now, her children this day, oh God. Oh, Father God, we speak to her mind and we command her mind to line up according to the word of God. Father God, let her come to her right mind, Father God, that she may acknowledge that you are God today, Father God, that you're the one that can bring her through the pain, Father God, the disappointment and the suffering this day, God. Father God, right now we speak to that mind right now, and we command the mind to line up this day in Jesus' name right now. We pray right now for Ida Stephen right now, Father God. And Father God, have mercy even right now, Father God. Meet the needs right now in the name of Jesus. Turn it around for their good right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Jackie Sanders right now, that you continue to move right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, let them know that you are their shepherd today, Father God. They shall not want for anything right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Anita Gaines right now, Father God, that by your stripes she's already healed, Father God. Father God, bring her to another dimension in you even right now, Father God. Touch her right now and her family from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Father God, the Marr family, Father God, Father God, in their loss this day, Father God, that you be the comforter right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Vian Divine, Father God. We pray that, Father God, you continue to heal her body this day, Father God, for what you're doing even in her life, Father God, how you turn it around for her good right now in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching Norma Neverson, Father God, the praise report, Father God, how you everything worked out good for her good this day, God. We thanking you, Father God, for the victory, Father God, for the praise report on Norma Neverson today. We pray right now, Father God, for LaPrentice right now, Father God. You made that heart, Father God. You have it in your hands this day, Father God. Regulate the heartbeat pump right now, the valve to his heart right now, Father God. Regulate it right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Apostle Wheeler today, Father God. Have your way in his life today, Father God. Father God, move on his behalf this day in Jesus' name. And Father God, we fail not to pray for the ones even right now, Father God, that is not on the prayer list, Father God, that they need a special touch from you. We pray for them. We hold them up before you right now, the spoken request and the unspoken request right now. We know, Father God, you that searches the heart know what's in the heart. You know what each and every person is in need of. We thanking you even in advance, Father God, for creative miracle right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen again. And if we missed you, you didn't call and give us your prayer request, okay, 347-857-3925. Waiting to hear from you. You are you. Let us know what your prayer request is today, and we will do what? Pray, pray, and pray. We'll also pray on Friday nights too, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12. We will be on praying for you All right. Praise God. Let's give this word today. He is my friend who believes in me, stands up for me, is candid with me, and loyal to me. He is my friend who believes in me, stands up for me, is candid with me, and loyal to me. Hallelujah. Govern yourselves accordingly. Isn't it wonderful? So glad to have Pastor Sharon and little brother Prophet Nathan here. All right, if you hear any noise in the background, you know where it's coming from. All right, amen, amen. Truly, we have a word here today. We just gonna do a little here, you know, and trust that you enjoy it. We're still waiting to hear from you now. We're waiting to hear from you, you know, especially you, wherever you are at this time, and you can get a word in. Could you use the phone or whatever you're using and send us a word and just let us know how you're doing, okay, and what God has done for you. You are you. We want to hear that, don't you? Okay. Now, I'm going to still, you know, I just still wanted to talk about who's influencing you. I still want to talk about that. Who is influencing you? Now, we have many influences in the world, you know. We, since the day we were born, before we were born, we was influenced. Our mother may have had a life of sorts, whatever kind it may have been, was an influence on her, thereby, as she carried her unborn child, the child was being influenced, not even knowing how they were being influenced, by the mother's emotions, by the mother's ups and downs and turmoils and trials and anxieties. They were being influenced. Do you get it? So we still talking about who is influencing you. Who has the most influence on you? Let's say it this way. Who has the most influence on you? Who can tell you what to do and you do it? Is it your pastor? Is it your mother, your father, sister, brother, husband, wife, cousin, uncle, aunt, grandmama, or who? You know, the grandmothers used to have a great pull in a child's life because the mother or the father didn't have time. They were working, so the grandmother usually ended up being the mentor in their lives. So they had a great influence. I wish I could experience that, but I don't know any of my grandmothers and fathers and all. But I wish I had that kind. I imagine that, you know. And you might have that kind of influence in your life. You hear some people testify, oh, my grandmother this and my grandmother cooking, and I miss that cooking. And, oh, she can make some good old this or good old that. So that's influencing your taste buds, right? Influencing what you like to eat. Is that right? See, so we have many influences in the world. Do you get it? But most of all, what we need is Jesus' influence. We need the Word of God to influence us. All right, get to know Him. Now, we started off with Matthew on yesterday on the former broadcast. We'll say it in that manner. The 16th chapter of Matthew is what we were talking about. You know, when after, you know, Jesus going through so many things and touching people, talking to them, and training these apostles and everything to go forth and power and all, he began to say in the 13th verse, it say, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Okay. He was giving, if you listen to his conversation, he'd be telling you who he is all the time. It's just that you don't pay attention. Okay. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And they told him exactly, we just reverted, we put this to you yesterday, that they had any idea what they heard. You know, there's always somebody hearing something, you know, and most of the stuff you hear is not true. But sometimes, just sometimes, it may be true what someone is saying. You understand, good or bad, it may be true, you know. But the thing is, you don't just make a decision on what someone say about someone else. This is where we make a lot of mistakes in life, is what somebody else's idea of who somebody is or what they think somebody is not yours, you see, shouldn't be anyway. And he said in the 15th verse, he said unto them, but whom say you that I am? Huh? What's your opinion? Hmm? Have all that they said about me, that who I am, is that your idea of who I am? Hmm? Now, you would say today, we'll say to you, is that your idea of who Jesus is, all these people? Okay. And Simon Peter answered and said, now, isn't it just still is just, you think about Simon Peter, because Peter always was the bold one. Okay. So he was bold and he said, answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, he get up and addressed that question, and he gave an answer, and it was, guess what, the right answer. Are you afraid to answer the question, who you say Jesus is? Can you answer who Jesus is, what you believe Jesus is? Have anyone ever told you who Jesus is? Are you just being influenced by the rumors that going around, there's no such person as Jesus, and he's not who he say he is, he's Jesus, and you know, whoever Jesus is, you know, we say all kind of things about him, and most of the things that are being said is not true, because no one looked in the book to find out his identity. Now, a good book to find out the identity of Christ is A Portrait of Christ in the book of St. John. You start at the first verse and go all the way through, and it paints a very good picture of who Christ is. But you got to read the whole book now, okay? Read the whole book. And it says, and Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojonas, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You see, he got it. He got it. Do you get it? And so I want to know today, who's influencing you today? Who is influencing you? Or what? Has it influenced you not to be a partaker of the Church of the Living God? Are you influenced to stay home and, you know, you stay home and what you do? Nothing. And you got to sleep. I'm tired. I got to cook. I got to wash clothes. You got all these things you say you got to take care of these children. Bring the children to church. That's why there's no too many Sunday schools going on, because you don't want to bring your children to church. You know, leave them home. Well, why you leave them home? To get into mischief, huh? When you should bring them to church. So somebody's influencing you to leave your children home. Well, sister so-and-so leave their children home. Why can't I leave mine home? I want to hear the word. The children need to hear the word too. Train up a child in the way they should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. What happened to that? Are you not keeping up with that? So who is influencing you today? We have many things going on. We have amusement parks that's influencing us. We have, I want to go on vacation type of people. They going to the mountains. They going to where they had Buckhead, wherever that place is. Everybody hollering about going, have you been there? I said, no, I don't even know what Buckhead is. You know, and it's this place where you go and you do this and you do that and just have fun. Well, that's not my idea of so much fun, getting tired, worn out, and paying all my money to all these different people when I can just do things for the church of helping the needy, you know, and all, and people that is destitute and all these people I could be helping. That's fun to me. And seeing people's eyes light up and they just get a glow on their face because I helped them. And I didn't even know they need help and I helped them. Now, that to me, that's fun. Now, your fun and my fun is two different things. But to me, that's fun, seeing the hand of God at work in a person's life, getting a person delivered from them demons they carry and stuff like that. That's fun to me. You see, I enjoy seeing the hand of God at work. I enjoy seeing people get healed and set free. That makes me happy, you see. Now, I don't know what makes you happy, but that makes me happy. You understand? So I'm influenced by the Word of God. What I read in the Word, I am influenced by the stories that are told in the Old Testament. That influences me greatly. You know, make me want to see those things like that happen in my time. Do you see? That makes me happy. Now, I don't know what makes you happy, but that makes me happy. And I'm influenced by those things, that God is real, that God can do anything but fail. Do you get the picture? Now, I don't think of them as no stories and all of that. When I read people's biography and how they came into the knowledge of Christ and how they had tried to run from God and all, and then they begin to tell how God say, you know, you can run, but you can't hide, you know, and he got a hold of them and how they gave their life to the Lord. Now, to me, I'm influenced by that. You know why I'm influenced by that? Because of the fact that you know it's real. These are people in our now time that is showing forth the glory of God in the land of the living. And I'm influenced by their testimony. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm influenced by it. Whenever somebody tell how God has brought them out, I'm influenced. I don't know about you. How about you? Now, who's influencing you now? Are they influencing you to do good or to do bad? Which one? Now, let me see. Which one of you, let me tell you what the what verse I'm going to read. Galatians 6. Galatians 6 I'm looking at right here and now. No, 5 and 7. I want 5 and 7, not 6 and 7. 5 and 7. Sorry about that. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Now, think about that. You in this race, you come to church, you go to church, and you go to church, you don't get nothing out of it, huh? But somebody say, well, why are you going over there? Ain't nothing happening. They don't have this, and they don't have that. They'll have it if you get there and stay there and put your hand to the plow. Now, when you get there and you don't do nothing, then we're going to ask you the question. You ran well. You came right on in the church. You run right on in the church. But who hindered you after you got there? Who influenced you not to take part in the various services, the various jobs that are available there to you to do to help? Bring people to full deliverance, to the full knowledge of Jesus Christ, to be a witness. Who hindered you? See what I'm saying? So you got influenced by someone while you were there. You promised, made a vow, I promised to work out my soul's salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord. This is what we say when we come into people's church. But by the time you get in there and they start a little demand on you to come and be faithful, you know you don't want to be faithful. So you're being influenced by laziness. Come on, talk to me now. You understand that. These things are coming up all the time in your life. So they are influencing you to what? Not obey the truth. Not obey the word of the living God. Isn't that the truth? That's what you do. Oh, think about it now. You got an opportunity. Now, if you got the opportunity to do well, he said what? Do well. Don't lose that opportunity when it arrives up in your life. Because what you going to do? You ain't going to listen. You're going to let somebody somehow cause you to turn around. Isn't that right? That's what you do. And you do that real good. But let me tell you today what he said also. And let me say, Hebrews 12 and 1. I'm going to read that first verse. Seeing we also compassed about with it is so great a cloud of witnesses, let us, hello now, come on now, that includes all of us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, don't get sidetracked. Now, if you're out there running in the race and somebody say something on the sideline, you're going to stop and turn around and address what they're saying. No, you're not gonna win. You're not even come near winning. Okay? And they may just pull you on out of that race. Okay? So you got to do what? Lay aside everything that will distract you, everything that will turn you away from doing what God called you to do, what do he tell you to preach, you preach it. Don't preach what you want to preach or what the people say preach. You preach what God wants you to preach. This is what you do. See, but we be so busy allowing people to cause us to sin against God. You ain't sin against nobody else but God and yourself. You see? He said, lay aside every weight. Everything is weighing you down. I don't care if it's mama, papa, grandmama, and grandpapa, and uncle, aunt, and Susie, and everybody else, and Joe Buddy, and everybody else. Leave it alone. Let it go. Because it's doing what? It's going to turn you aside from what God called you to do. It's going to do it every time. You get the picture? Lay it aside now. It's time to get rid of all the junk in your life. You get rid of all the yays and nays in your life that people trying to tell you to do to keep you from being blessed. And you're so silly, you let it go with what they say. Well, I'm blessed still. Listen, it rains on the just and the unjust. You could be sinning big time because you following what somebody else tell you to do. I don't care if they're your mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, son, grandson, whoever. No matter what relationship they are, they're telling you to turn away and don't do what God called you to do. And you know God called you to do, but you sitting around talking about, well, I ain't going to be there. I'm leaving the church. You know, people do that. So they are being influenced by somebody else, and the person say, well, you ought to come over here where I am because it's so good over here and we do this. You get over there, you're going to have the same problem. You let somebody influence you, but you don't have any influence to influence somebody. See? You can't pull them, but they can pull you. Somebody weak, very weak here. Somebody need to take a checkup on their what? Salvation. See where they are in Christ Jesus. Because they haven't laid aside the weights. That's a weight in your life. They've been a weight in your life because you say, well, that's my friend, and that's my brother, that's my sister, that's my uncle, that's my aunt. I wouldn't let none of them cause me to lose my place in God. They will not influence me to give up what God has given me. I don't care if it's a husband, wife. I don't care who it is, sister, brother, mama, uncle, aunt, cousin Joe, or whoever. Nobody, do you see, will influence me to give up. I lay that weight aside. Because it's an influence to bring me into sin. Because when I disobey God, I'm walking in sin. Now, you may think you're doing good, but you're walking in sin. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to. But whoever you should listen today, he said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. Stuff that's drawing you away from God. This is all he's trying to tell you. Things that draw you away from God. Things, you see. Stuff and things draw you away from God. So those are weights around your neck, pulling you down into hell. Do you get the picture today? That's the way it's doing, dragging you. It ain't just pulling you, dragging you on down there. Okay? And you're going with these. What did he tell you to do? Let us run with patience, even though you have a few trials and tribulation. You may go to church and you don't get along with everybody in the church. He didn't say everybody was going to get along, but he tell us to come together. We can do what? Talk about the thing and try to settle it and come to some kind of decision that we're going to do better and try harder. Let us run with patience. The race that is set before us. All right? We're going to run with patience. We're going to be patient with the next person. Let the next person be patient with us. But you can't get patient with them because you're in a hurry because you keep listening to the devil whispering in your ear, telling you, influencing you to do something else totally from what God has already ordained for you to do. Amen, the Holy Ghost. Amen, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, you know, anyway, I may not get no amens, but let me tell you, you're going to have to make a change today. Because you're being influenced by too many wrong whisperers. You heard about whisperers, right? They're always whispering in your ear. And you always listen. And you ought to know by now that you're going to fall. You know by now it just turns everything in your household and in your life upside down because you're listening to too many whisperers. That's what you're doing. That's right. They are influencing you, sitting on your shoulder, talking in your ear. Come on, let's go over here to the club. They partying at this church. They had a party over at the church. Damn, God ain't tell you to go inside the church and have no party. If we really take time and look in the scripture, it tell you don't be given to banqueting. But we have banquets, don't we? Now, are we going to research that and find out what he's talking about? You should not have no party in no church. That's all I can say. No party. Go home and have a party. You know, that's the best way to do that is like that and a few other things. We won't go into that today, but we want you to know that we're being influenced by so many things, and some of these things are sneaking up on us, and we don't know it's wrong. We don't know it's wrong because we don't read the book that much. And then when we read it, we don't ask God, what does this mean? Does this apply to me, God? Am I doing this? And I didn't even know it, So now look, now it's time to buckle up because time is short. Jesus is soon to come any day now. He is soon to come, people. Let's get our lives in order. Stop all this madness and drama. Every time you look, you got drama. Got your mouth poked out. You're mad with somebody. You ain't got time to be mad. Do you know we ain't got time to be mad? There's so many people that need help today. And so much we've got to do for ourselves to buckle up. You know, and straighten our own selves out, too. You ain't got time to be trying to straighten somebody else out, mess out. Huh? If they ain't going to want to change, you got to leave that person to God. Say, God, I can't handle this. I'm going to leave this one in your hands, or you send somebody that can handle this one. See? But I will not allow you and your drama to influence me to start dramatizing, too. You see what I'm saying? Now, don't think ill of me because it's like that. But listen, my soul is precious to me, and I ain't got but one. And I ain't got but two ways I can go, one of them ways, up or down, with Jesus or with the devil. Now, I have to make this choice. And if this choice means that I have to say, lay aside every weight, you become a weight, I have to lay you aside. In other words, leave you alone. Do you get the picture? It ain't that I don't love you. Huh? But life is short. We don't know when we're going to be snuffed out. We don't know when that time going to come for us. So we got to do what? Be ready. And stop allowing these people, so many people, to influence you. Do you get it? Don't you have your own mind? Why you got to borrow other people's troubles, trials, and ways? Be an individual. Be the original. Think for yourself. He say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You got to have on the mind of Christ today. And we cannot say that enough. You've got to have the mind of Christ. Stop allowing somebody else to put things in your mind, and you go along with it. All right now. I'm going to stop and let Pastor Sharon go on and deal with it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. And I tell you, that's a rich, rich word about being influencing or what the woman of God, she had so many gems in those different scriptures that was read. You know, some say, I tell you, that one stuck with me. Some say, you know, it's like people is always saying something. And which is true, there's always a vocabulary, there's always language, there's always words going forth. And someone is always saying something. But when some say, is it the truth or their truth? How about taking what was said and turning it around? Because, I mean, the scripture talked about when in the book of Matthew, you know, people, you know, when Jesus asked the question, and Peter answered, and he said, some say this, some say that. And if you look at it today, now, there's different opinions about you. To be honest with you, that's what it really come down to. There's different people, you depends on who you ask now. They all have a different answer of who they think you are. But I'm glad today that when Peter recognized who God, Jesus is, that he was of Christ. And then the word came, flesh and blood did not, reveal it to you, but God the Father did. So it will take the what? Not flesh and blood. It's going to take the God in the person to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. Other than that, some will say you are what? This. And some will say that you fill in the blank today. But when they say it, let it not be true. And when the woman of God was talking about the whisper, and I said, okay, you know what? We whisper, a lot of times we think whisper is like, But when I looked, it says what? It says a rumor, an insinuation, a word, remarks, utterance, often implying, which is what? Gossip, slander, or plotting. Think about that. All that is under that word whisper, right? And we wouldn't think that. We always thought it's like you're talking under your breath, right? But do y'all know this is something people don't realize. When you're whispering, actually, it's actually magnified. You know, because you know how you be grumbling underneath your breath? We call it grumbling, right? But I say whispering under our breath. And somehow it just go right to the person. Why? Because it's like God have an invisible microphone right there, and you will hear that. You'll hear what they're saying, right? But I tell you, people don't understand. Like in service, they're grumbling under their breath. They're actually whispering under their breath. Let's correct it now. They're whispering under their breath. But you know what? It's magnified in the place. Why? Because words are going forward. The language is going out. The things is being said. But who? But is it true what you are saying or what you are thinking or what you're whispering under your breath? Is it the truth? Does it line up with the word of God? And according to Galatians 5:7, said you did run well. Who did hinder you? We're gonna pause there. You did run well. Did the gossip hinder you? Did the slander hinder you? Did the plotting hinder you? Did the trap hinder you? Did hurt hinder you? Did disappointment hinder you? What hinder you, right? You did run well. Who did hinder you? It's asking you a question, because we all have to come to Galatians, the 5:7. We have to ask ourselves the question, what happened along the way of my journey? What happened on my way I pressed towards the mark of the high calling? What happened that I'm in a race and I'm going forward? What happened? Did something came around? A remark? What came up that you should not obey the truth? Now, when we know that, when we talk, look at the word truth, we think of Jesus, right? Because he is truth. There is no lie in him. You cannot find darkness in him. There is no nothing in him. That, you know, he is truth. He is light. He is the way. He is who he say he is. And what did he cause us to do? Stop listening to what God is saying. Why? Because the rumor. But I'm reminded about the rumor that went forth, right, about what Rahab heard, right? That was a whispering, y'all, right? When God was moving, when God was doing what he does, manifesting himself, they heard it, right? And imagine that rumor was on the people's heart. And they remember and they heard how God delivered the people of Israel, how God healed them, how God made ways out of no way, how God allowed the enemy to be slain. They heard that rumor. See, sometimes when the rumor is going, let it go. Let it go. I tell you, you know why? You can take that rumor as a stepping board. And you know how them trampoline things that we have? Use that. Can you see yourself on top of that rumor? Can you see yourself jumping up and down? Could you see yourself soaring above it? Don't go underneath the trampoline now. Because it keeps you in a box. Go above it today. So when the rumor came forth about what God did, they had something to talk about. I tell you. Think about it. I bet you God saw doing some surprising you and blessing you. I tell you, people be in Chicago, hear your name. Come on now. Did you hear how God blessed this person? My God. Goodness, just like when we hear about gold dust manifesting in the service, it goes all over the world. Everybody talking about what? The gold dust. So today, think about it. Let them continue the whispering. You use it. Use what is being said. Use it. get you to the next place. And when the woman of God was talking about the weight that easily beset us, we allow, and there's time, we allow what's happening around us to be what? It's like, you know how in the country they got the little donkey and they have them little two little basket and they use a stick and their both basket is on the donkey, right? But there's a stick right there or something is there holding up the weight. And the person is actually walking because the donkey was carrying the whatever it may be, maybe the things from the garden, like the farmers, and they were carrying the heavy weight. And the donkey was right there, but they had to balance it on him. If they had too much on one side, it will be lopsided. Right? If you put too much on the right side, it'll be lopsided. So they had to balance the way. That's what we got to do. When things of life comes our way, God can keep us in the midst of the storm, in the midst of what's going on, but he's just the balancer inside of it. And you know what you say? He's the battle axe in the middle of the storm, right? He's the battle axe. He is the battle axe. So today, depend on him. Allow him to take you through. Because the word is rich, y'all. Y'all may not want to even admit it, that there's times in your life that you need God to keep you balanced. Why? Because if it did not balance you, you'll be overwhelmed by every situation or by the storm that comes your way, the tsunami, whatever you want to call it. It may not be me. It may just be a little heavy wind and that you balance taking you off your feet. You need God to be in the midst of there to speak peace to you. You need God to be in the midst of you and say, I got you. Because what? He is your strength. He is your fortress. He is your rock today. So you need him to balance you with the word. If the word could come from any direction, why? As long as it is the word of God. The word of God come to do what? To build up, to tear down, to pluck out what is not like God. The word of God come to bring you into that place in here. So today, take everything that happens to you as a stepping stone and remember, according to Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 7, remember, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And you have to, a lot of time, don't even pay attention to what family members. See, a lot of time we talk about family members because it's the closest things to you that can get to you. It's never the outsiders now. Think about it. If it's someone next in the next country, it don't bother you that much. But there's the same one in the same household as you, the same one that is around you. Those are the things you got to pay attention to, the things that comes to either what pluck you up, the things that come to take you off focus, the thing, it happens, y'all. We have to, what, stay focused on what God is saying. But you say, well, it's easily said and done. It takes practice. Oh, my goodness. It takes you saying it until you see it. You may fall down, keep falling down. But you know what? We get up. We fall down, but we get up. As long as you keep going up. Just like children, like them little games, right? Don't you notice little children? They keep going down and getting up, going down, going up, and you know what? They're just like the Energizer Bunny. They don't get tired. But you know what? We can't allow those things to tire us out. We just got to say, God, I need you to rejuvenate me. Don't allow the weight to what drain you, because it is draining, y'all. People don't want to believe things can just drain the life out of you. But you know what? Today, connect to the King of Kings today. Connect to him today and know that according to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1, where he's telling us that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin. Now, sin is a burden, y'all.
sin is a burden, and other people's sin is a burden to you too. Let's call it now. The other people's sin will burden you. Why? Because you say, Lord, can they see it? Can they see it? Lord, what can you want to shake them, turn them upside down, and say, can't you see? Can't you see? You're going in. What the sign is there saying red sign, right? That means stop, right? But you trying to go through a red light, and like you there's no caution. You know, you pay, not paying attention, and that sin will what burden you down. Why? But it said every weight and this sin which so easily beset us, that do it so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So you know what? You're going to need someone patient, P-A-T-I-E-N-C-E. Don't be a patient now, because you will get sick now, but allow patience to come in you. Why? Let the peace of God come there. Why? Because if you allow that weight now to burden you down, you'll become a patient, and you're going to need King Jesus yourself. So remember today, we're in a race. We are in a race. It's not given to the swift, but to the ones that endure to the end. Remember today that God have these words in the book, in his book, for us to what? Use it as an example to apply to our life. And don't be, you know, there's no shame to say, you know what, God, I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed by everything, because you know that, let's be real, if you know people around you, right, some people can walk in a room and nothing bothers them. Nothing bothers them. Nothing, they don't feel nothing, okay? They're still. But I'm not like that, y'all. Let's call it what it is. I'm not like that. You'll always try to see what it you can do to help. Whatever it is you can do. And sometimes when people know that's the way you are, I believe they take advantage of it. But God has to teach you to what? Certain things to touch and certain things not to. You can, you know, like the woman of God say, hear and don't hear, I tell you. Why? Because no one wants to hear the truth that is lined up to the word of God. Not my opinion now, but it lined up with what God is saying. No one wants to hear that. Want to hear, do it your way. Yeah, I understand, girl. Mm-hmm, yeah. But you know what? He told us to do what? Be careful of what? The rumors, what the things that it's saying, be careful. Because what? Our body is the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God holds us accountable for what we are allowed to do. In other words, if you're going to make friends, why not tell the friends the truth? You're not your truth, the truth that line up with the word. We're always talking about what? Word of God. If you line up with the word, then we're going to be repeated to you. If it does not line up to the word of God, we're going to say, well, I don't see that. It's not in the word. Because why? God let us know. If you know someone is about to rob a bank and they come and tell you, mm-hmm. would you tell them God said don't steal?
Okay,
I hope you do.
Okay,
don't say, I understand. Yep, make sure you give me my cut. No. God hold you accountable. Why? Because they told you they were about to rob something, and you agreed with them. You did not say to them, the word of God says this. One of the Ten Commandments said, thou shalt not steal. Right? So today, remember now, when people come to you and say things, pay attention, because they are telling you things, but is it causing you to walk in the spirit of error? Remember, God sees all things. You'll say, well, I didn't do it, but you did not tell them anything different. So you are a partaker of their sin. So be careful now of the whisperer. Find out if it's true now. I found a long time ago, it's best to ask the person, is it true? Because you want to know the what? The truth. The truth. Because Jesus is the truth. Day to day, some say what? What are they saying? Let it be that you are dependent on God. And remember, God holds us accountable. We have to be what? People of integrity. What is integrity? What you say is what you really are. You know, in other words, integrity has to do with truth. It goes hand in hand. make sure whatever you do it as unto God, because you do want him to say, well done, my servant, well done, well done. Not depart, because those the ones that you pay partaker with, you can't call them then, because they got their own judgment to walk through. So today, be careful. Don't allow the way in helping people. They got to want to be helped also. They got to want to make the change. You cannot pull a stubborn donkey if he doesn't want to go. Why? It's like you're pulling against something, and it buried itself down. And you're busy pulling, and they just stuck, just like a tractor trailer. You trying to pull it right with a string. It won't move, right? It take you going inside the vehicle, turning on the key, and then it may move forward. So remember, don't allow every weight and every situation to weigh you down. Take it to the Lord and leave it there, because he is our burden bearer. He can handle anything and everything. Why? Because he created us and he know what we can handle. And he's a really big, 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 big God. He can handle all and all. So be blessed and remember, Jesus loves you and so does us.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, who is influencing you today? You better be that good influence in someone. And if you have a friend and you know that friend is just going through a dark period in their life, you know what God said? We are the light. So let us be the light in someone's darkness today, okay? Remember, it's always about self. In other words, get self right first, and then you're able to let that light shine within you. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it, and you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. When I tell you some awesome listening, it's some awesome listening. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's pray one for another. Let's not be selfish. So come on the prayer line. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Again, that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. Now, if the woman of God has blessed you in any way, you want to plant a seed into this radio broadcast, you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or better yet, you can even come on and join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. or every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk at 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Till then, you be blessed. And remember, tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go, and
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I
stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God.
Let
him
have
his way. That's
when things
are
happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. God.